bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Make sure you dive in and get the poll question. That's one. Two, always remember to stream and live us. Watch, blah, 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 blah. Stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. Airtime we live, because I get them all day. Morning show's coming on. Sherwin, Kyle, Tory, and then me. Mark Kennedy is the doctor that's coming on, by the way, on Truth Summit. I'm just saying. And if you want to register, 1017truthsummit.com. 1017truthsummit. Just make sure you come in and, you know, register. It's absolutely, positively free.
Number five.
Packers win. Next. Okay, I'm just teasing. So the Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 35-25. Was looking not too good, you know, like Glenn talked about. It wasn't looking too good, but then they came. I'll give them a B. They get a B. I'll give them a B. All right? Okay.
Number four.
In my open, I talked about this story from Milwaukee Community Journal. The council members of Milwaukee, 11 of the 15, issued a joint letter urging state legislature to raise the tobacco age from 18 to 21. So now I guess it'll be a status crime, or because you're an adult, it'll now be a crime, right? Before, it was a status offense. So let me explain that. If you're a juvenile, anything you do wrong that only juveniles can't do, it's a status offense. Your status in life dictates, your age dictates how you get in trouble, right? Municipal citation. Curfew is a status offense. Tobacco is a status offense, right? You can't have cigarettes as a juvenile. You got to be in school as a juvenile. Truancy is a status offense. You're under a certain age. Most you're going to get is a citation, right? You get a fine. But now you're talking adults, 18 to 21. You're going to get a municipal citation. You might end up in the House of Correction. Hey, man, what you in for? I killed 27 people. What did you do? I stole $2 million. What did you do? I smoked a cigarette. Wait, what? Yeah, I had some cigarettes in my pocket when I got pulled over by the police and they arrested me. Huh? Yeah. So now I got 10 days in the House of Correction for cigarettes. While they're standing outside on a patio, probably smoking a cigarette. So I don't know if this is, I get it, but that's right up there with we gonna like outlaw Bic gulps at 7-Eleven because people drink too much soda. And so that one guy called from Brown Deer and said, we have, you know, made a very good point of, remember what he talked about? Think about that. Liberty. Liberty is important. The right to be able to do whatever you want.
Number three.
From Axios.com, food banks brace for 42 million people in America that are going to be without SNAP. So think about that. Food banks are already seeing a surge as tens of millions of families prepare for their SNAP benefit to run out. As of November 1st, this coming Sunday, more than 42 million Americans, the latest blow for low-income families. You're already struggling. You already got high prices, and you won't be able to go anywhere to get food because you won't get the money on your SNAP card. So then what do we do? How do we handle that? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. But what I believe we need to do in Milwaukee is to give more money to the food pantries. Support the food pantries. Go in and help the food pantry. That's all we have to do. I think it'll be easy and simple. When SNAP benefits run out, food banks say they will face a demand they can't meet alone. The gap is already being exacerbated because eligibility changed. And now the food banks that are already strained are going to be strained by federal program cuts. So then what are we going to do? We, as in Milwaukee, are going to sit down, get together, give to the food bank so they can give money. The stores, I know y'all sell and y'all make a profit, but maybe we need to consider people can come in and give $5, $10 towards food that goes to local food banks. Make sense? I hope so.
Number two.
From JS Online. So the Evers administration released the expected increases in Obamacare premiums, and many are set to go up. So here's the issue. Health insurance premiums for many Wisconsin residents on Affordable Care Act are projected to be significantly higher next year. The potential cost increases are tied to the expiration of the pandemic era subsidies at the end of the year. And so Democrats and Republicans are in a standoff over extending the subsidies as part of a government funding bill. And projections show some residents, particularly seniors, could face premium increases of several hundred percent. Now, here's the issue with all this. Here's the issue. And I know everybody, every time you argue something, you argue, well, it doesn't make any sense. You argue, you sound like a conservative. But here's my issue with this. The Obama administration put it in play when Biden had the House and the Senate and the presidency. They could have extended it. Chuck Schumer could have extended this and made it. Why they only put it in for a certain amount of time and they didn't just put it in and make it permanent? Under the Obama administration, you had, under the Biden administration at one time, you had all Democrats. And you left it where it would sunset. And now it's about to end. And you did it because you thought you were going to win the presidency and the House and the Senate. And you could just take over and put all your sweeping things in. Because that's how Democrats think. That's something that would have helped poor people. That's something that would have helped poor Black, white, Hispanic, and Asian people. And we have the largest percentage, even though people want to try to say that they're more, look, there are more Black people. Look at the percentage. Well, let's look at the actual numbers as well. Let's look at all the data. There are more white people that are poor in America than us in actual numbers. What does that mean? That means that you're an American and it don't matter what your race is. What it comes down to, especially in the city of Milwaukee, with Black people being 48% Black, the city, We need to make sure that those poor people are taken care of. So what the Democratic Party should have done is made it permanent. When they voted it in, they should have made it permanent, and they didn't. And now it came back to bite them. And now you're blaming somebody else for something you didn't do. whether you like Donald Trump or not, or like the administration or not, or like Republicans or not, you're going to have to make a deal for them to fund affordable care. Because you and I both know they're not going to rip people off of it. They're going to include the subsidy. The question is, what are the Democrats willing to trade, horse trade, in order to get it? Because that's what it's going to come down to. You shot yourself in the foot, and now you got to sit here and deal with it. We're in the second longest, government shutdown. I think the longest one was like, what, 35 days or something? At 22 days, we hit the second largest, the second longest. Well, I guess largest too. So what are we going to do? You're going to have to give in, and you're going to have to make a deal in order to extend Affordable Care Act. It has to be done. Why? Because we have it. You can't get rid of it now. It's like Social Security. You can't get rid of it. It's here. You have to figure out what it is you're going to do.
Number one.
Also from JS Online, 6 months after a high-profile arrest and indictment of a judge at Milwaukee County courthouse complex, the county's chief judge has yet to issue a formal policy about what leeway federal immigration agents have to operate in the county halls of justice. While Chief Judge Carl Ashley's policy remains in draft form, different areas of county government have provided guidelines to employees about what to do if they encounter immigration agents at the courthouse. Since April, agents have arrested at least three people at the courthouse, and during that time, Ashley has said he's been working on a policy that is both strong and permits access to the courthouse complex, but has acknowledged the limitations of what is legally permissible. Ashley did not respond to questions from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about what has caused the delay in the policy's release. Now, watch this. Per the county sheriff's office, Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, already established a policy outside of law enforcement. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Outside law enforcement, federal, is required, that's everybody outside, to notify the agency if they plan to conduct police business in county-run businesses. If agents plan to detain or arrest an individual, sheriff's deputies must be present, but do not assist to ensure safety. However, a spokesperson for the agency said that officials cannot force outside agents to follow the guidelines. Two things. Number one, if you're going to be there and you're not going to assist, why are you there? They're a trained federal law enforcement officer. They either went to the FBI Academy, they went to the Marshals Academy, DEA, they went to FLETC, Federal Law Enforcement Training and Standards, down in Glencoe, Georgia. So no matter what, they've been trained to do what they do, what they need you for. I get it. It's common courtesy, it's professional courtesy to notify an agency you're in their city, you're in their jurisdiction, and what you're there to do. Got it. But if they don't have to follow it anyway because they're federal law enforcement officers who can arrest anybody in any state and in any U.S. territory, what am I talking to you for? Additionally, County Executive David Crowley's office has collaborated with the county's Human Resources Division to create internal procedures for employees. In supporting of maintaining a calm, professional, and safe work environment, the guidelines provide a step-by-step instructions to employees on how to navigate encounters with federal agents in the courthouse and other workplaces. Now, here's what they said. We understand that such situations can be stressful and uncertain, an email sent to all employees overseen by Human Resources said on October 20th. While these situations are rare, being prepared helps ensure that we respond consistently and confidently while maintaining respect for both the law and the people we'll serve. Steps include asking for identification from agents and any documentation that they can prove explaining why they're there, such as an administrative or judicial warrant, and employees are instructed not to obstruct an agent physically or otherwise. That is probably, not probably, that's the best advice anybody can take. Anybody can take. and employees are immediately notify their supervisors, who in turn will notify the county executive's office and the county's office of corporation counsel. There's nothing you can do. Like, what are you going to – you're going to tell a federal officer they can't do what they're doing, where when you do that, you are automatically obstructing a federal officer, which is a crime. And I'm not talking about being pro-cop or not pro-cop. I'm talking about what the law says. Your thoughts on these and more. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, question during the break, when we come back, how do you define wrong?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Earl, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
All right, hang on. Hey, how you doing, man? All right. Okay. So I want to challenge the premise that once the because the Democrats were in control, that they could have somehow made the Affordable Care Act, you know,
permanent. Right.
Well, let me challenge that. So the Republicans are in control of everything right now, and yet they need 60. They would have needed, the Democrats needed the exact same thing, and they needed Republicans who were in the minority at that time to do the exact same thing Republicans are asking Democrats to do right now.
So why didn't they just make a deal back then? So why didn't they? Okay. Okay. So then why didn't they make a deal back then?
Because when the Affordable Care Act first came into play, President Obama wanted to set it in a motion where it would be affordable. And Republicans, because they needed 60 votes in order to make it permanent, they couldn't get that deal. So he had to accept what he got.
Okay.
And so that's factual. So Republicans blocked it, and he settled for what he could get.
So what about and when so Biden was in?
The Democrats still had control, but they didn't have the 60 votes. Threshold.
So then why didn't they make another deal?
Needed.
So why didn't they try to make a deal?
Well, the same reason that the Republicans, the Democrats will make the deal with them right now. It's the exact same thing.
Okay.
Okay, so because it takes 60.
Correct.
It doesn't matter who's in the majority.
Correct.
Okay, if they can't get the 60, then they can't make it happen.
And that's in the Senate.
Well, yes, in the Senate.
Right.
It was the same thing, only it was flipped the other way.
Correct.
Democrats had control over everything, but they didn't have that. I also wanted to say this to you. Even if the Democrats weren't able to make it happen, right is right, wrong is wrong. Republicans right now who are in charge, why don't they do the right thing? So why are they choosing to do the wrong thing?
Because they want to make a deal, too. Because everybody does it. Both sides do it.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. No, I'm in agreement with you. It doesn't make any sense. I'm in agreement.
Well, the deal that they wanted to make was they gave the wealthy the tax breaks and so sold the regular citizens, rank and file citizens, down the river.
So then you got to make up your mind what you want to give up. If you want Affordable Care Act, you're going to have to give them the tax breaks. That's what bartering back
They already got the
is.
Tax breaks. They already got the tax breaks. They got what they wanted. Okay? And yet they still want to prove
to the people and be untruthful about the fact that they think that Democrats are doing this. Make sure that illegal immigrants get health insurance. That's not true.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
All right.
All right. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
It's not true.
All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. Dimitri, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, Dr. Harris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good so far. I wanted to touch on, I had a question at the end of this, though, but I wanted to touch on what you, the issues and topics you brought up at the beginning of the show. I feel that we need to stop worrying about the orange man so much and worry about issues pertaining to us, local issues, like, you know, the reckless driving, the murder rate, what it's this one guy in particular. He killed three people, not one, not two, but three people.
In the same day?
Yeah, in the same day. He was down there on 27 Patterson, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
But never, yeah, and you really got me thinking, because at first I was disagreeing with you, but now I'm really agreeing. Yeah, and we need, as much as folks be protesting about no king, hands off, maybe we should get out there and protest about the murder rate, the murders, the senseless murders, the low math and reading test scores, the reckless driving. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable, you know. It's a thought. It's a suggestion.
And so let me ask you this. You think the same people are going to be complaining 5 years from now when those kids graduate, they can't read, they can't write, but then you're going to want them to get better jobs, but they won't have the education to be able to get the better job.
Yeah, you're going to see, you're going to hear a lot of complaining, but why, I don't know. Because that should have been nipped in the bud while they were still in school. They shouldn't have been allowed to graduate without learning the basics.
Yep.
So it may make sense. It don't make sense at all. You know,
I'm in total agreement.
Yeah. I think we need to put a focus on the issues at hand here in Milwaukee, you know, and put all our energy and focus on those issues. And hey, like I said, it's just a suggestion. Go out there and raise hell and protest. And like, hey, you know, this got to stop some kind of way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah. But my question is, how do I sign up to go to the Truth Summit on November 15th?
1017truthsummit.com.
1017truthsummit.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And tickets are free.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it. 833-212-1017 is the number. I mean, at some point, like, all this has to change, or people are going, you know, I applaud the mayor for wanting to build Milwaukee to 1 million people. Can it be done? It's a stretch. A lot more housing is going to be built. You're going to tear down a lot of green space. You're going to have to build it up. But at some point, we're going to have to do something about the crime. And until we do, along with traffic that started today, because they started the 7 years worth of construction this morning.
Damn.
So we'll see. I'll get to law and morals. I'll get to law and order. I'll get to it sometime today. Maybe.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. You're
listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, talking text lines. Let me see. Pray for everybody. Reginald said, pray for everybody residing in the Caribbean. I was just looking at that, and it's not looking too good. The Caribbean is getting hammered. They are literally, they have the strongest storm on the planet this year. They got wind, they got rain. Mandatory evacuation orders have been issued for vulnerable coastal areas in Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa has already killed 3 people in Haiti, 1 person in the Dominican Republic. They said they're expecting up to 40 inches of rain, 13 feet of storm surge, and 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds. And that'll cause extensive infrastructure damage that'll cut off communities. That's what the National Hurricane Center is warning. So if you know people and you are a praying type, I would strongly suggest you do just that. Do just that. Okay, so some folks on the talking text line was hammering about some stuff. So who was it? Valerie said, why you always have something negative to say about the Democrats instead of putting the blame where it goes to the orange man? I don't like either party, but you always make it about the Democrat. Because I want the Democrat to win. I want them to actually do what they say they're going to do. We keep giving them excuses of why they don't do something. We allow them to always blame the orange man, blame the press. Trump ain't always been around. And before you had him to blame, whose fault was it? We always have a reason. Like, it's like nobody can say anything negative about Democrats. Why are we wearing our politics on our sleeves? We got people dying in the street. Got people driving like a fool. Schools need to be better. Poverty needs to be taken care of. You think the federal government, it's not the federal government's job to do that. It's our job. The city where we live, our neighborhoods, our people, the neighbors. That is what we're supposed to do. We keep looking for other people to do it. And then when you have the power, you don't do it. Why isn't the city better? I don't know. You tell me. But if the only thing you got out of that whole conversation is bashing Democrats, I bash Republicans too when they do stupid stuff. I bash Republicans when they don't do what they say they're going to do. I think it was idiotic for Donald Trump to say he wasn't going to tear up and then tow up the whole East Wing. Makes no sense. Private people are spending the money. That's not the point. The point is you said you weren't going to do it. That talking out of both sides of your face. We've been victim of both parties doing it. But the only thing you get out of that is what? You're bashing the Democrats. Well, what have they done? Hold their feet to the fire. They get our vote already. Hold their feet to the fire. Why is that a problem? Oh, just let it slide. We've been letting it slide for 50 years. Milwaukee is literally worse off now than when I moved here. And I hear all the voices. Well, then move out. Okay. Considering it. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Dimitri's in the truth test saying, why don't we protest against reckless driving, murder rate, obesity, epidemic, and low math and test and reading scores? That would change something. It might. It might. It might, but it might not. We're just sitting here letting other people make decisions for us. That means, are you putting the wrong people in office? But we don't want to talk about that because we just vote one party. And then when the one party doesn't come through, we allow them to blame somebody else. Not putting forward acts, not putting forward legislation. At least if it gets smacked down or gets smacked back, at least you tried. But having the excuse, well, you know, we're not in the majority. Well, you had the majority. And I get Earl is 100% right. You don't have the 60, so you can't make it permanent. Okay, then make a deal. And it's going to be a deal with the devil for both sides. Republicans want something that's good for black folks. You're going to have to make a deal with the devil. Democrats, you want something that's good for black folks. Oh, that's right. You make a deal with the devil. It goes both ways. Meanwhile, they still get paid. They're still in office. They get reelected. nothing changes. We got to wake up. Sherwin was right. Civics 101. This is how it works. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what party you vote for. I don't care what person you vote for. If it's not right for me and if it's not right for my community, we got to change it. And we just sit here and nothing happens. We just twiddle our thumbs, allow the Democratic Party to blame somebody else. And it's time to step up. Now, being a socialist ain't, that's not the answer. It's time to step up and use the laws that we have and tell our elected officials at the city, the county, the state, and federal, this is what we want. If you do not fix it, you are fired and find somebody to replace them. It's kind of simple. Lisa, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ken. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I don't vote for neither the lesser evil or evil at all.
Do you vote? But do you vote?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No. For what? You keep telling me why.
No, you tell me why you
give
don't.
Give me a good reason.
I didn't ask.
Well,
why don't you vote?
The thing is, mm-hmm. Well, I don't trust men. I don't vote for men. I don't trust them. You know, you don't even come around my neighborhood knocking on my door, and you expect me to vote for you. You expect me to believe what you say you're going to do. You can say what you're going to do, but be honest about it. Hey, I'm going to try to do this, but you know, when I get in the White House, I got to go through this and whatever. And people don't even know how the structure of this all works.
Correct.
So why should I vote for you?
So
for
that
what?
You can get somebody in office that... Well, you do understand there are constraints on both sides, like both sides fight
yes,
against
each other.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I understand how all that works. But I just, look, y'all are fighting amongst people, and people are starving. Now, if I vote, I'm going to vote for people. I'm going to vote for my neighbor. I'm going to vote
okay.
Because you know what? My neighbor might be hungry. A vote is not going to change that.
But a vote will bring money.
My neighbor might need medical care.
A vote will bring money back to your community so that we can have food and we can have those things that are going to help those people.
Well, they're not getting food now.
Well, nothing's permanent.
They're not getting food
now. Nothing's permanent. Is it? Nothing is 100% until you try. But if you don't try, you're going to hit the same. If you don't try, you're going to hit the same thing every time.
But there's people that cannot afford not one day, not 2 days. And what is that going to do? Y'all can sit and argue all you want to, but people are about to starve.
So what's the solution?
Families need kids.
So what's the solution?
The solution is help your neighbors.
Okay.
Don't depend on the government. We were taught you better not depend on the government. I don't know what food stamps are. Look, I had to learn what Medicare was. I learned it from my daddy, a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn once I got on. I had to learn what Medicare was, Medicaid was. I thought they were all the same. I had to learn what Social Security is. I had
mm-hmm.
to learn all of that. That was new. Now you're talking about food stamps. Was that free? I remember those little color booklets.
Right. Yep. I remember that. Yep. Used
I understand
to use
that. But was I on it? No. I could never get on it because I always made too much money. And then I didn't have no kids, but I got two nieces. When I got custody of them, I still made too much money.
Yeah.
I could not get on any, pretty much no assistance. And when my mother got on it, she was able to get from off whatever in Minnesota. Minnesota, y'all want benefits, y'all better go to Minnesota. But she was able to get on Section 8.
Okay.
And then they passed it down to me after she died.
Okay.
But then guess what? I'm used to working. They said, well, you make too much money. You cannot be on the program.
Right.
I said, well, okay, thank you. But it was fun getting those food stamps. Oh, my God. We were food stamp rich when I didn't work 3 months out of the year. Oh, my God. Then I went back to work, and then I get on food. They took my food stamps away. And then they finally just took the food stamps away. I said, oh, well, we poor again. You go to Whole Foods, $100 is only a half a bag.
That is true. But you shouldn't be shopping at Whole Foods anyway. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you. 833-212-1017 is the number. Reginald said, how many miles of rail could be laid in an 8-year period? Ain't nobody riding the bus. How are we going to ride the rails? Like, what are we doing? Again, wasted money. Wasted money. 7 years of I-94 construction. Y'all have fun. I'm moving to Sheboygan. No, I'm not. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I see you talking about the crime again.
I'm talking about a lot of stuff again.
Too.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that, I mean, the crime is the one that really boils the water. Because all, you know, even our own people, black people, because Milwaukee's supposed to be, you know, the black city, of course, where we have, you know, where we live. But the thing is, the spooky thing about crime is that, you know, ICE is coming here. And so nobody will be able to move. Even the ones that's calling the show, they think it's going to be a simple thing. Once you keep hollering crime, you're going to get ICE. And you may get arrested. Even though you got identification, they're arrested. They're taking people with identification. Now they have the black people. First it was Spanish, da-da-da-da-da. Now it's black people. So the same people that's hollering about the crime, where I am, ain't no houses.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You remember, because I got to go to break. You remember when the Sherman Park riots hit?
I sure do.
You remember how people made the assumption that the community in Sherman Park was a part of 100%, when in fact, people in the community were asking people to leave, that we don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
That people are, mm-hmm. are trying to take care of their communities and go to work and do those things and stop the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Crime in mm-hmm. Sherman Park went up during the riots. Mm-hmm. So how do we help people understand that the majority of the people in the city of Milwaukee want law and order? And when I say law and order, not police law and order, but people actually acting like they have some sense.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that?
You got agitators, too. You got to remember you got agitators.
Exactly.
In those groups.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be a lot more in, when we do things, a march or whatever, it's going to be a lot more agitators to make us look bad. But I think what we should do, we should start finding something like the all boys school, all girls school, something we can put these kids in or whatever to be educated. Instead of keep defunding the city.
But you got to send your kid to school, though. But you have to actually send your kid
we'll
to school.
We'll give them a go. I mean, if you can talk about crime all
how?
The time.
Come on.
If there's a will, there's a way.
No,
you
let's
gotta
think.
Put
that's
money
cute.
Into this
that's
city.
Cute saying, Sandra.
No, you got to put
Sandra,
money.
Sandra, that's
stop
cute saying, but that don't
city.
Work today. It
stop
does not work.
Stop defunding the city.
What are we going to do?
Because the rich people
are
the ones getting over all the time. Mar-a-Lago, living at Mar-a-Lago.
What that got to do with Milwaukee?
Start reading about the wealth of the people that's running the country.
What that got to do with Milwaukee?
And then you see why we
nothing.
Don't have money in our city.
Okay.
You know, that's the kid that, look.
It ain't got nothing to do with
Robin Ross got $1 million staff. He got $1 million, and yes, it does. Take that money, kick them people out, and put that money in these cities, our inner cities especially. And stop talking about the crime, because crime is everywhere.
Okay. Thank you much. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think we miss the fact that the only person and people that are responsible for the city of Milwaukee is us. Nobody else. That means we got to go to families and say, families, take care of your kids. If you don't take care of your kids, then you're going to have the money to take care of those kids. Hey, want to remind you, if you're ready to level up your mindset, your money, and your future, Coach Erica Odom, real estate investor, success coach, and published author. You can check it out for the inspiring monthly show On the Journey with Coach Erica. Each month, Coach Erica shares real strategies, proven tips, and the mindset shifts you need to reach your goals. Tune in tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m., for a powerful discussion on the topic of finances and turning your passion into profit. Coach Erica will be joined by William Lyons Edwards. He's an entrepreneur and author, founder of Knowledge Born Publishing and 84 Lawn Care. And Ed Hennings, who's an entrepreneur, author, and speaker, and founder of Work Boots and Go Time Trucking. That's On the Journey with Coach Erica, live tomorrow, Tuesday, 6 p.m., right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Hey, calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We've teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and their journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Hey, want to say thank you for hanging out today. I think we had a robust show today. I think we had a robust conversation. Thank you to the callers, Talk and Text Line. Thank you for being in the YouTube chat. I appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing, and let's keep it going. I'll see you in 22 hours. Truth Unfiltered is up next. I'll be hanging around with Denise Thomas. We'll be chopping it up and talking about Milwaukee and traffic and all sorts of fun things. Make sure you hang out. And then, of course, we'll have the Tory Lowe Show and throughout the night rebroadcast until we're back with Truth in the Morning. So make sure you hang out. Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. Appreciate you. I'm out.
Be quiet.